This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Mike and Scott. This story is from our episode, How Movies Move Us. You can find us wherever you get your podcasts. The Quentin Tarantino movie Once Upon a Time in Hollywood won a single award at the Cannes Film Fest, the Palm Dog Award. It went to Sayuri, a pit bull who played Brad Pitt's dog in that movie.
You understand?
In the film, she's both a loyal friend and a fierce fighter. Director Quentin Tarantino said when he was editing the film, he started seeing things in Sayuri's face and appreciating what a great, quote, emotional performance she gave.
Hey, she's kind of a good actress.
How could a dog really be an actor? Steph Yin looked into this.
In the 1925 Western, Clash of the Wolves, there's a scene where the main character, a heroic wolf dog named Lobo, gets injured. He's the leader of his pack, and he doesn't want to be a liability.
Because he knows that he will attract danger to his pack if he stays with them. And he's crawling to the edge of this cliff that he's going to hurl himself off of.
That's author Susan Orlean. In 2011, she wrote a biography about the German shepherd who starred in that movie. His name was Rin Tin Tin. The scene on the cliff is one of Susan's favorites, because in it, Rin Tin Tin looks truly sad. Maybe it's the look in his eyes, or the way he holds his body. Either way,
you believe it, and you watch him, and he looks really depressed, and you feel silly afterwards, thinking, oh my god, it's a dog acting.
Of course, Rin Tin Tin can't read the script.
But he does make you feel moved the way a human actor would move you. And you feel that he understands what the story is. He was really able to project emotion and to appear vulnerable.
What's going on when a dog like Rin Tin Tin seems to be conveying emotion, deep emotion, to the point of moving us? The first step is to understand the actual emotions dogs can feel. Animal behaviorist Mary Birch says, we can't say for sure how many feelings dogs experience, but in general, think of them as having about the emotional range of a 2-year-old human.
Dogs have many of the same basic emotions as humans do. So they show us joy and fear, excitement, depression, anger.
They can feel frustrated, surprised, and relaxed. They feel love or attachment. What they don't experience, behaviorists think, are some of the more complex emotions, like pride, shame, or guilt. You might think your dog is feeling guilty when he's eaten something from the garbage and is acting skittish. But Mary says that's likely just conditioning. Your dog is anticipating punishment and feeling scared, not guilty.
He's in the garbage, the owner screams and yells, and finally, he begins to look kind of fearful or guilty, what looks guilty to humans, when he's engaging in those behaviors.
So if dogs don't have the full deck of human emotions, how can you get them to pull off emotional scenes?
A dog lover lives here.
Carol Rosen trains dogs in showbiz. She lives in Maryland.
Hello.
Hi, that's Jessie.
Carol's worked on House of Cards and several films. She says you can elicit the basic emotions that dogs do feel by tapping into a dog's natural instincts, like hunting or herding. It's kind of like method acting for dogs.
So you try to find things that they enjoy doing because it makes it so much more fun.
That works for things like excitement or aggression. But what if you want a dog to act out a more complex emotion, like shame? Carol says she would try to simulate how a human might act out shame.
We're going to teach behaviors where the dog puts his head down and then puts a paw over his eyes.
Carol shows me with her German Shepherd, Jesse.
And we shape it. We teach them a command called touch, where they just... A dog would naturally reach out and touch your hand. Touch.
From there, Carol can use her hand to direct Jesse's head down.
So Jesse, head down.
With a lot of patience, Carol builds up from these basic movements, step by step, to create long chains of behaviors or stunt sequences. But while a trainer can teach a dog to put its head down and cover its eyes, it's us in the audience filling in the rest and calling it shame or guilt. One thing that helps is that dogs' faces work somewhat similarly to ours. Leslie Irvin, director of the Animals and Society program at the University of Colorado Boulder, says dogs have co-evolved alongside humans for thousands of years. In many ways, we're cognitively hardwired to relate with and map our emotions onto dogs.
There's been some research about interpreting dogs' facial expressions, and expert dog trainers have been asked to interpret dogs' facial expressions in a variety of settings, and they've been pretty much on target in terms of whether they're able to pick up whether dogs are happy, sad, surprised, neutral, disgusted.
When dogs are happy, they often open their mouths and loosen their lips. When they're curious, they'll tilt their heads. A nose wrinkle paired with a snarl might mean, "I'm annoyed, back off." Dogs have even evolved a whole new facial muscle that wolves don't have, the levator anguli oculi medialis. It allows dogs to raise their eyebrows, which they can use to express surprise, interest, sadness. And it's thought this muscle evolved because it enhances communication between dogs and humans. This hardwiring for human-dog empathy gets at the last thing that makes a dog a good actor: a super tight bond with its trainer. Remember Rin Tin Tin? Not only was he very athletic and very smart, he had an extraordinarily strong connection with his trainer, Lee Duncan. As a young soldier during World War I, Lee came across Rin Tin Tin on a battlefield in France. Here's writer Susan Orlean again.
He decided to keep the puppy and raised it in his barracks during the war.
The two formed an intense partnership.
The connection was so deep. I mean, we all love our dogs. For Lee Duncan, this was a really singular emotional connection, and they were never apart.
On set, it was always Lee who was behind the camera, giving Rin Tin Tin cues. Now that I knew all these details, I went back and watched that scene with Rin Tin Tin on the cliff that Susan had told me about. Rin Tin Tin is limping, then crawling toward the cliff's edge. At some points, he lies down, like he's ready to give up. It's an impressive sequence of behaviors. No doubt, Lee Duncan's behind the camera, giving him the cues they've practiced in training. But that deep vulnerability, that sadness in his eyes that Susan and I wondered about, I realized the whole time he's on that cliff, we never even get a super close look at Rin Tin Tin's face. It turns out there's a lot that makes a dog a good actor. Talent, yes. A good trainer, yes. Also, us, our minds, filling in what we want to see.
That story was reported by Steph Yin.